Hi, and welcome to the Imaginal Podcast. This is a place that protects and explores what we need to actualize our uniqueness. And like the caterpillar, who carries its butterfly blueprint in its imaginal cells all the way to the chrysalis, and then melts into liquid before it transforms, we too have an inner knowing that can tell us how to make our wings. And here's your host, life coach and consultant, Lori Sauce, who goes most commonly by her nickname, Sauce.
Hello, it's Sauce. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are well, and I'm sending, just all the best wishes out your way. And today we're talking about taking the heaviness off of personal development. And it's interesting. The reason we're talking about this is because sometimes we don't even know that we've made it heavy. So if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you've done a little bit of delving into things like self-improvement or personal development or personal growth, or goes by all these different names, right? And often it's a beautiful experience. There are shifts that will change our life or allow us to be in relationships in a more loving way or pursue our dreams or shift our life circumstances. There are so many different things that could be really beneficial for us in some sort of mental, social, spiritual, physical, emotional way. I mean, one of the reasons that I even do this podcast is because I do believe in this beautiful territory. But interestingly, it can get a little muddy by accident. We might not even realize that we've put ourselves under some sort of heavy pressure. Like sometimes, if anyone out there can relate to being a perfectionist or even just slightly perfectionistic, it can then accidentally translate into a perfectionist pursuit of personal development. And also, if you're someone who has a hard time being compassionate with yourself, and something that you're working on is self-compassion, if you realize that you've gone a long time sort of beating yourself up and you haven't been very compassionate with yourself, you can get mad at yourself for that, which then is the antithesis of self-compassion. And so it can get a little bit heavy at times. And so I think it's really important to take stock of your relationship with personal development to see, does it feel heavy at times? And if so, can we lift that off? Can we enjoy life a little bit more? Sometimes we will think we can't rest until we become the best at everything, or we become this really highly evolved person. And while that's partly why we're all here, even listening to this podcast, is to evolve and to be grounded and to grow and to have good boundaries and to express ourselves and to be artistic and to not be held back by old creative criticisms and all this, we wanted to check in today just to make sure it wasn't getting too heavy. And we're not pulling up with this like huge weight of personal development. So I asked Kat Jackson to return to the podcast. She's a very loved guest, and her episodes have been so widely embraced. She's so real, and she's just a beautiful soul. Also, she is really self-aware. And Kat and I find ourselves talking about how personal development can sometimes feel heavy. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to bring that topic to the fore. We're going to talk about ways to identify when it's heavy, especially when you're not noticing it. And then we're going to talk about how to lift that off a little bit so that our experience of life on this beautiful planet can be more and more a daily enjoyment. If this is your first time meeting Kat, I'm going to link all of her episodes in the show notes. She lives what she talks about in the most authentic and beautiful ways. And she, at her young age, has done so many things in this world. She is a proud single mom, and she's an artist. She has worked in fashion, carrying hats such as production manager and styling assistant and buyer. Kat also creates art through graphics and video editing and multimedia design. She is so incredibly talented, and she has this really great community through her BTS art account on Instagram. Also, she is a nurse. She has worked in many positions ranging from hematology oncology to elementary school nurse and many other different places too. She has touched so many lives. People often tell her that she's so caring and attuned, and I can absolutely attest to that. One of the things that means the most to Kat is breaking generational trauma and embracing emotions and our differences. And you'll hear that in all of the episodes. She brings it real, and she's so approachable, and she loves in the truest way, like from the heart. As you listen to this conversation that I have with Kat, I would invite you to think about if personal development or personal growth, self-improvement, any of those things ever feel heavy for you, and see if you can identify it and ask yourself what's causing that heaviness and see if you can begin to separate yourself from that. And if you'd like to make it into something a little bit different, a little bit lighter, so that you can also congratulate yourself and not always be under the heaviness of doing it all perfectly. So I hope you enjoy our conversation. It was so delightful to have Kat on. As always, here she is, Kat Jackson. Hey, everyone. I have Kat Jackson back on the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Today, we're talking about lifting the heaviness off of personal development. And what we mean by that is sometimes when we are looking to improve ourselves, we can get into this place where everything feels really heavy or really hard or kind of oppressive, or we feel like we're not doing it right, or we feel bad if we're not getting somewhere fast enough. And sometimes we can get to a place where it just feels really exhausting. And so I asked Kat to talk about this topic because it seems to be something that comes up in our conversations quite often. So Kat, actually, let me just mention this too. Right before we started recording, we thought we should probably just in some meta sense also take the heaviness off of this episode.
Yeah, my hands are sweaty.
Well, you know what I think is kind of cool and pretty human about the feeling of heaviness in situations like these is that usually it's just because we want to do a good job or we want to bring something that's valuable. And so we put sometimes some pressure on ourselves. But it's interesting that in our society, that can show up in a lot of ways. So Kat, when you think about heaviness in certain situations, when it comes to personal development or self-improvement, what comes up for you?
A lot of different things come up. I think when it comes to personal development, we always hear things like, you should work out, it'll help you feel better. You should meditate, it'll help you feel better. You should journal, it'll help you feel better. Things like that is kind of like, I guess, like the common commercial statements that are being thrown out regarding personal development, personal growth. And even if you just think of those subjects by themselves, sometimes we're like, okay, we're going to start the journaling process tomorrow, or I'm going to start my workouts tomorrow, whatever it is, my meditations. And we get there and it's something new. So it's something so hard for us. And we get frustrated, then we beat ourselves up, and we're back to square one. It's kind of like, how are we going to grow when we're doing like almost the opposite of what we're trying to do, which is better ourselves by being the hardest person on ourselves?
I think that's so funny. It's like, okay, meditate and journal so you feel better, and then you're like, I'm terrible.
I'm so bad at this. Yeah. Exactly. Which then I think, once we get to that point of like, I'm terrible, or I suck, I don't know what I'm doing, and then the oppression or the heaviness is correlated with those tasks, it kind of subconsciously makes us not want to do it, or like we're dragging our feet as we do it. So I think it's really important to remember to take the heaviness off personal development or whatever it is we're trying to do to better ourselves.
Oh, I love what you just said about how they bundle together.
Yeah.
That feeling of like, I'm not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, Kat, I think that sometimes what might sneak in personally is that because we want to do a good job or because we have this idea in our mind of just coming with all our heart and doing everything to the best of our ability, that sometimes we can confuse our worth with whether or not we can do something. Mm-hmm. And it becomes more like a striving process.
Yeah.
And then it just, like you said, it starts to just get clumped in with, oh, this is something else I'm not doing perfectly. And then the mm-hmm. whole idea of perfection comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, what are some ways that you can notice when things are starting to feel a little heavier than maybe they should for a given pursuit?
Yeah, I think for me, when I feel like I don't want to do it anymore, definitely one of the telltale signs. Or as I'm doing the task, it's not helping me feel better. Or when you just get a negative feeling that comes with it, which is, again, opposite of what we're trying to do, like personal development, personal growth. You're trying to go up a ladder, feeling better, or more like a positive. You're trying to go towards a positive direction. But when you're working on yourself and it's negativity that comes with it, that's when I definitely need to check in. And I think for me, it's really about remembering what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. And again, we've talked about this in the past, but like finding ways to enjoy it, enjoying the journey, or really realizing what it is you're trying to take away and learn from what it is you're trying to grow or develop on. And it's really about changing or reframing the mindset as to the big why on why you're doing what it is you're doing.
That's such a brilliant point. I wonder if we could maybe come up with an example to illustrate this a little bit. Do you happen to have any examples that we could play with?
I think like a simple one for me is like journaling. It's something that I've picked up on over the past few years. Don't get me wrong. It's not as much as I would like for it to be daily. See, when I think of it that way, that's when the heaviness comes on. It's like in the beginning, I wanted to do it every day, do it every morning, and do it every night, you know, and it almost then became like a task on my to-do list, which didn't bring me joy at all. So I really had to sit and think about, why am I doing this? And when I did that, I realized, one, it's a way for me to release a lot of thoughts that have probably just been swimming around in my head all day, all week. It's also a way for me to organize and really just kind of, as I journal sometimes, I realize I'm figuring out the answers to my own questions as I just keep writing and writing. And when I think of it, when I think of the task, or I'm sorry, I don't want to use the word task now, but when there's the heaviness, see, it's so hard. And when I think of journaling, that's mm-hmm. what I associate with as a release, it's a way for me to get to the answers that I want, instead of like, it's something I need to do every morning and every night, because then it just becomes a task. But when you think of why you're doing it and the reason, it helps you get into the flow, get into the groove of journaling.
I mean, I have a similar relationship with journaling, I think, too, yeah. In that sometimes if you're doing it for, let's say, your therapist or your,
yeah.
You know, or whoever you, whatever, for whatever reason you're setting out to do this, the whole good person, good young person mentality can come in. And you just feel like you want to do it right, and you want to mm-hmm. say that you did it, and you want to say that you did it every morning and every night.
Exactly.
And then it becomes more like trying to prove that I can do this thing and forgetting all about, like you
said, why you're doing it.
Yes. This beautiful form of expression, this way of uncovering the things that might not come to us if we don't give the little bit of extended time. And Kat, you have the most amazing journal. I mean, I haven't seen
it.
It
sounds
like I saw it.
No, the way you just explained journaling right now is uncovering and all those words. I was like, that's what I was
journaling.
You're so good at that. Okay, I just had to give you that.
No, but I also have taken on the heavy coat of journaling too. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I haven't journaled yet. It's 3 o'clock. Oh my gosh, I forgot to journal this morning. Oh my gosh. Oh, I have to do it tonight. I have to do it before I go to bed. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. I can't do it. And then it's like, I use comp books. I'm sort of obsessed with those comp books. And I'm like, I'm going to put my comp book on my desk so that before I shut down my computer tonight, after I play guitar, I'm going to journal. And then I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah. It feels forced instead of the ease that should be coming along with your thoughts freely flowing onto the paper or onto your computer, however, you know, anyone journals. So when you say the thing of like, I want to please my therapist or whoever it is that suggested the journaling assignment or task.
it
becomes forced and your intention is more, I need to write words down on a paper instead of I need to find a way to express myself, to uncover my truths, to organize my thoughts, or, you know, get through my thought process, whatever it be. You forget the reason behind it because you're just so focused on getting the task done. And I think a lot of times that's what happens when it comes to personal development and growth.
Me too. Same with the gym. Like, I notice that if I'm sick and I can't go to the gym, I'm like, oh, I would give anything to be working out right now. And then other days, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to work out. And then this is so torturous. But when you really think that your body gets to move or that you get to do this thing, you know, it's different. But it's so easy to slip into that mindset of I've got to do it perfectly or I have to do it for a certain reason, and you don't even realize that you've put it in that category sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard. I think it's just how society is with productivity, maybe our wounds from childhood that makes us put that heaviness onto ourselves. So like I said, it's a lot of reframing your mind as to why you're choosing to even take this path of bettering yourself.
Yeah, I could not agree more wholeheartedly. And I love that you brought up those wounds from childhood. And even though neither one of us are therapists, I think when we talk about the alchemy or Francis Weller's work or Jung, whom I'm always quoting,
I was like, it's gonna happen.
Cat practically counts down before I either quote from Francis Weller or the same Carl Jung quote, like every time.
But it's I need to hear it sometimes. So I'm glad you do. Yeah.
Well, that just goes to show how easy it is to slip into that heaviness again. Because when we think about the young self, a lot of the times that we carry into something, an idea of perfectionism or striving or proving or I'm terrible or I'm a bad person or all those things often come from a narrative from a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so then when we stop to separate out why we're feeling the way we are. So if we stop, let's say, in the journaling scenario, and we thought, why is it that it's so important to do this task? And we kind of unveiled what was behind that. Maybe someone would have something from their childhood that gave them the idea that they had to be perfect in order to be lovable, or they had to get everything right. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I suffer from that. Or it's something that I'm working on. See, trying to release the heaviness there by changing my words.
No, but honoring the wound too, like we do.
Honoring the wound, exactly. Yeah. A lot of times, whether it's people pleasing those who raised us or whatever trauma it is that we've experienced, we don't realize that maybe that's why we add the heaviness onto things. Mm-hmm. And Again, I mean, it's kind of like it just comes to full circle. So once you stop thinking of whatever it is as a task or as something on your to-do list, then you'll be able to uncover like, oh, it's something from maybe my past, from my childhood, that's causing me to think of my growth in this way. So
yes,
I really think what you just said about separating is really important, because it's something you constantly remind me. You can't heal what you can't separate from.
There you go, quoting Carl Jung.
Exactly. I don't know. I think that has a lot to do with this subject as well, too.
Yeah, I 100% think you captured that so perfectly, and I agree with you. And I think the problem is that when we carry constant heaviness, that really changes the way we experience life in general.
Yeah.
So if we get so focused on self-improvement, we can almost start to lose the joy of life because we've made everything so heavy, and it just feels heavy all the time, possibly. Like, we can't ever get there. So, Kat, you said something recently to me that really stuck with me and has kept me thinking about it. I think you might know what I'm talking about. Would you be able to share some of that possibly?
Yeah, so in regards to just bettering yourself, it's not always so difficult, right? Once you find some ease and you learn to lift the heaviness off, you start to see changes, you start to see the outcomes of the different choices you start to make in life. And then sometimes you take a step back and you're like, okay, I got this. I learned this lesson, right? But for me, my experience with it is that, and I can give an example, but life is constant, it's ever flowing, it's always moving. And even though you've learned a certain new concept, a new task, whether it's journaling or, you know, you've come to realize that you've uncovered some truths from your past, it always tends to still come back to you in a different way or in a different situation. And I think that's really where it changes for a person. Maybe it'll help if I give an example. The last time I was here with you on the podcast, we spoke a lot about, you know, using your voice and speaking up, which was something I had a really hard time with growing up as a people pleaser, or, you know, just hating confrontation. Exactly.
So many.
Like so many of us.
Definitely.
And even in that time that we recorded the podcast, I learned to use my voice a lot in regards to the relationships I had with my friends or even in work, and kind of learning to, I don't want to say put my foot down, but just boundaries and learning to express my feelings and my thoughts. And I was like, okay, I figured that out. I can speak for myself now. And fast forward to a couple months later, I'm going through a lot of changes in my life, being in a new workplace, even the area of motherhood that I'm in, my daughter's growing up, and even in being in a new partnership, I slowly realized, I was like, okay, I may have figured out how to speak up for myself in a situation such as, you know, dealing with relationships with my loved ones and my friends. But now that I'm in a new chapter of a life, experiencing new things, I realized how I had to use that tool that I learned at that time, or that lesson I learned of learning to speak up. And now it's being presented to me in a whole nother scenario. In even just raising my daughter, she's at a different age than from when I first started to work on myself and dealing with different things with her school or, you know, in our family. And here I had to really learn how to set boundaries with her, set boundaries with those around her, and speak up in that way. And it was really hard. And like I said, in the previous podcast, I'm like, oh, I figured it out. But here I am now letting you know and everyone know that I'm constantly working on it still. And I think I will always be. And I'm saying that without the heaviness of it, of like, oh, I'm always going to be working on it. I'm saying it because I want to be. I want to experience all the joys of life, not sacrificing myself or my voice or my thoughts or my opinions. So again, had to really reframe my mind and my mindset as to this new lesson that I'm learning and experiencing in life.
Right. I mean, the temptation would be to just get down on ourselves. Like, I thought I learned this already. What's exactly. wrong with me?
Exactly. And I think I've come to sessions being like, Sauce, I thought I could use, you know, I thought I've spoken up enough. But, you know, it's you get presented with this almost the same lesson, but in a different format. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a journey still to continue to learn and grow.
Yeah, I think maybe the difference, though, is that before we might be completely unaware.
Yeah, exactly.
And just projecting or maybe not showing up in relationships in the way that we most want to, or drawing boundaries that create mm-hmm. safety for all who, or create safety for everyone. And so the recognition comes a little bit quicker.
Exactly, for yeah. sure. Yeah, yeah, like once you hit the uncomfortable, like the feelings of like, oh, something's off or I'm uncomfortable. Then you're like, oh, maybe it's because of this, because you've experienced it in the past in a different scenario or in different situations. So you're right. The awareness kicks in a little bit faster. And then I also think I'm able to silence the fear or the insecurity that pops up because I know that I've gone through this in a different situation in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out okay. I'm still alive and kicking.
Right. Yes.
So, you know, I'm able to talk myself through it. Like, you know, I've done this before and I can do it again and I will be ready for whatever the outcome is. So, yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I think just thinking of it maybe as a devotion to ourselves, our partners, yeah. our family, yeah. to our young self, a devotion yeah. to our young self, a listening to our younger self. Yeah. And an honoring of the old wounds and also bringing in compassion, which we always talk about too.
I think that's the biggest part of it all. Yeah. And at the end, I think at the end, it's like to be compassionate to ourselves. We're trying personal development, personal growth, however you want to call it. It's you're doing something completely different from what you've been doing all your life, right?
Yes.
You're trying to make a change. So you have to be so kind and so compassionate to yourself because you're literally changing the story. You're changing the script. And it is so hard to get things to stick, but it is not impossible. So to be kind and to be compassionate, whether one day you forget to journal or one day you takes you a little bit longer to speak up, you know, you're changing the story. So you have to be so kind and so soft and compassionate with yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love the way you said that. And I might just add too, compassionate to our young self, because it was our young self that probably developed that way yeah. of being. And the younger self didn't receive that perhaps. And yeah. so bringing some of that compassion to old wounds within ourselves and to each other too, which you're mm-hmm. so good at. I think then it becomes less of a task or mm-hmm. a perfectionist pursuit and more of just a way of showing up so that we can live our lives in a more free way, in a more loving way, you know?
Oh, you're so good at it. You're so good at it. I feel like that's the best way to round out everything we're trying to say is like, instead of it being just a task or a to-do list, you find the more spiritual side of it or how to free yourself.
I love that. I love that so much. Oh my gosh, Kat. I want to say too, just as a side note before we end this, I know that this seems like a good place to wrap up.
Yeah.
But I just want to mention that what I was about to say earlier about your journal, even though I haven't read your journal,
yeah.
I made it sound like I was voyeuristic or something.
No, but I literally read you pages of it.
But I was just going to say that the way you journal with your like different fonts, handwritten fonts and your pictures and your nonlinear ways, I love so much. It's so artful and so expressive, and definitely it doesn't look like a task.
Thank you. And one last thing, I think that was one way of me lifting the heaviness off is, you know, seeing other people journal, just writing words and words and words on and on piece of paper. And I think I tried to do that for so long, then really realizing that's not for me. I like to just jot things randomly. It's almost like what you said, a post-it note with
yeah,
little doodles
yes.
and whatnot. So that's another example of lifting the heaviness off and finding a way to make it more enjoyable for myself.
Love that. I love that so much. So, okay, let's transition into anecdotal lightness and things that are funny. And this, what's on for you? What's light for you this week?
I was thinking about cereal lately. Maybe because I'm hungry.
I love cereal. Yeah, I love cereal.
I love cereal, and I wanted to ask you, Sauce, do you have a favorite cereal?
Oh my gosh, now I'm caught off guard.
Ha ha!
Well, go. I'll be thinking. Go ahead.
Okay, for me, I was thinking of Oreo O's. I don't see them much anymore. Have you ever had them?
No, no.
They almost look like a Cheerio, like a circular shape, you know, with a little hole in the middle.
Yeah.
And almost has like white little sprinkles, or they're not sprinkles because they're stuck to it as the cream.
Oh,
it's so bad for you. Yeah. So much sugar, but it's so yummy. As well as when I first moved to America from the Philippines, one of the first treats I ever really enjoyed was Rice Krispies treats.
And
I think this is why both of these two cereals were the first that I ever tried when I was young and we first moved out here. But there's a Rice Krispies cereal where it's basically like a regular Rice Krispie just chopped up.
Oh.
So, because I know you could buy the Rice Krispie that you make, mm-hmm. You put the marshmallows and the butter or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not that one. There's an actual cereal where it's basically they took a bunch, cut them up into chunks, and you just put milk on it, and it's so
good. Oh, it has the marshmallow already? Like the Rice Krispie treats?
Just imagine, like, you know how they're wrapped in blue? Taking off the wrapper and just cutting them up.
Oh,
throwing it in the
calling
cereal.
It something healthy.
Yeah,
yeah. It's breakfast.
Exactly. Yeah. So I know it's breakfast. Can you believe I ate that?
I think we all have. You're bringing up memories for me. I think I used to really love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that's a good one too, because it makes the milk so yummy at the end, and you just drink it.
Oh, it's such a good one. Yeah, kind of starts to rip the top of your mouth after a little while, like Captain Crunch a little bit.
Oh, like Captain Crunch.
Yes.
I'm going to go to Target and get some cereal after this.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Let us know what cereal you're going to go out and get, everybody.
Yeah, I want to know.
Well, Kat, thank you so much. I always love having you on the pod. And this was such a beautiful episode. I think it was so relatable and I loved the insights that you brought. What you shared was so profound and also so helpful. So useful to just think through, because it can change the quality of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do as we better ourselves. You want to change the quality of your life. So thank you so much, Sauce, for having me. I love being here. I love talking to you. So much fun.
I love it so much too. And where can people find you if they want to connect with you?
I am on Instagram, Cutie Sexy Lonely, and sometimes I post fun YouTube videos, Cutie Sexy Lonely. That's it.
And I'll put them in the show notes for sure.
Thank you, Sauce.
And I am on Instagram at Lori Sasse, LoriSasse, or my website, LoriSasse.com, if you want to find out about coaching or sign up for my newsletter.
Yes, do it.
And we hope that you have a beautiful week. And whatever is feeling heavy for you, maybe just take a little bit of time to see and separate and see what might be at the root of it so that you can lift that heaviness off a bit.
Yeah, let's lift it off.
Yeah. All right. We hope you have a great week, everyone. Thank you, as always, for being with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, you know what I think is kind of cool is that oftentimes the reason we feel that way, or we feel something, or we think something, oh my gosh, there is such a big airplane. I guess I kept thinking it's going to I'm going to put that in the blue.
I know. I think that one's a good one.
It's like, I kept thinking it was going to stop, but anyway.
No, now it's gone.
I live by the airport, in case you didn't.